So we've thought about this advancing kingdom of which we're a part. We've thought about this restored identity, children of God, sons and daughters of the King. I love Billy Bray. Yeah? His favorite comment. Church on Sunday said, "I'm feasting at the Lord's table." Feasting at the King's table, yeah? So advancing kingdom, restored identity, intimacy with the Father. We've been encouraged to think about that, and we've been doing that as we've worshipped together. We were going to talk about being servants of all, and we had a little clip to show, but time has run out. The kids have been brilliant series in Powerhouse over the last little bit, looking at just heroes of the faith. And we were going to show a little bit about William Wilberforce, and there's this great clip, but we'll maybe come back to that another week. The final thing, and this is what we want to finish with, and what we want to go from this place with, is this being empowered by the Spirit. We've been looking at this for the last two Sundays, have we not? We talked about being baptized in the Holy Spirit last week, and as Amy was baptized, we thought about our own baptism, immersing, kind of being filled to overflowing with the Spirit of God. And then before that, Callie was talking about fanning into flame the gift of God that was in you through the laying on of hands. I want to talk about that in a moment. But we were talking in the week, and we felt we needed to go back to our rocks. And just by way of response today, I told you about these rocks that I inadvertently picked up from Marazion Beach. I haven't quite managed to take them back yet. But we talked about how and why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and keep being filled with the Holy Spirit, and how sometimes God identifies things in our lives that are like these rocks that need to be pulled out. And suddenly there's, I know it's more complicated than this in some ways, but it's almost more room for him to work. I want to tell you a story just to give an example of this. About 10 years ago, just as we were entering into this kind of decade, and I think there's something really important about 2020. There's something about we're entering into a new decade soon. That's why we're having a month of prayer in January. But as we were entering into the last decade, we went away to a conference, and there was a group of us that went. It was the then elders of the church. And we were going because we were hungry. We wanted to know more of God. We'd heard things and we'd read things, and we wanted to encounter and experience this. So we went up to this conference in Marsham Street. It was 1,000 church leaders. It's called Revival Alliance. And walked in, and I have to confess, it was a lively affair. There was all sorts of things going on in the room. God was touching people's lives. And I started looking, and I've been in and around these kind of things for a long time, but I started judging people. I started looking and thinking, oh, that's a bit weird. What's going on over there? And suddenly my focus was away from where it should be, which was in here. And I remember God speaking to me, and it was one of the clearest times that I've ever heard God speak to me. And he just said this as I was stepping over bodies and... He just said, "What did they say at Pentecost?" That's all he said. What did they say at Pentecost? They said, "It's 9 o'clock in the morning and they're drunk." And it was the conviction of the Holy Spirit that came upon me. And I stopped judging what was happening over there, because that's between them and God. It ain't any of my business. And this is what happened. I took a rock out, and then this happened. God started to pour his Holy Spirit into my life, because I'd stopped judging. I was grieving his Spirit, and he just started pouring and pouring in the most powerful and amazing way. But I would not have met with God if I had not taken that rock out, if I hadn't stopped judging, because it was grieving the Spirit and it was stopping me receiving. So that's just a small kind of example. You know, what happened was, is over the course of the couple of days, God just started to speak in so many different ways. And at the end, there was an opportunity for everybody to be prayed for. And I went forward and I just went through this line of being prayed for. And the joy of the Lord was just so wonderful. And the weight of his presence was just so powerful. I will never, ever forget. And I was not the same. I was not the same. But I had to take a rock out. I had to take a rock out. James, you said something really important when you preached a few weeks ago about being servants of all. And you basically, I'm going to paraphrase you, James. Forgive me if I get it wrong. Sometimes we've got to get over ourselves a little bit, get down the front, and have someone pray for us. Was that a fair paraphrase, James? We've got to get over ourselves a little bit. Because sometimes we just worry too much about what people think or what might happen. Or, you know, these rocks there, they're like fear or you know, I don't know, lack of faith, fear of man. Unbelief. Maybe some of these things that Linda's talked about. So we carry some of these things. Ideas about fatherhood. And they are a bit like a rock. When Callie spoke, she spoke on this lovely passage called from 2 Timothy. And it talks about fanning into flame the gift of God that is within you. And then it says this, through the laying on of hands. Now, I believe the laying on of hands is a sacramental thing. A sacrament is a means by which God imparts his grace. Okay? Baptism is a sacrament. Communion, Lord's Supper is a sacrament. I believe there is a sacramental element to the laying on of hands. The person comes in faith, believing they will receive. The person prays in faith, believing that there's something happening in this laying on of hands. I don't get it fully, but I believe there is a transfer. Something happens. And then what I believe is this, the Holy Spirit honors the faith of the one who comes and the one who lays hands, and he ministers and moves in the midst of that. So I want us to finish this time, this series. I feel like we're kind of just stepping into something with all this stuff that we're talking about at the moment. It has got to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's got to be. Or it will be limited and lacking. And I want to give everybody the opportunity to have hands laid upon them today. Because I believe what Callie preached on and what we read in 2 Timothy is true. Fan into flame the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of hands. Are there any rocks that you need to take out? So I want you just to, when you're ready, just, I am going to ask you to come down. And in some ways, just coming down is a bit of a can be a challenge for some. But I want you to take a rock out, because what we do is when we take that rock out, we give him space. And then when you've taken a rock out, you can just go and sit down if you want to. But I want some people to be here to lay hands on you.